Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
1 John 3:11, it says, "For this is the message that you've heard from what?" Come on, say, "This is the message that you've heard from?" That we should. So there's a brother called Dennis. Dennis goes through some hardship in his life. And this day he gets to a place where things are thick. His family, his job, his business, everything has gone wrong. So Dennis decides to go back to his old habits. And he enters a pub and he drinks himself crazy. Of course, going home, he's being chased out. Nothing is working. He's giving up on God. As he's going about, he sees a church and he decides to enter a church. And when he sits there, sadly, the usher comes and tells him, "Dennis, get out. This place is not for people like you. This is the house of God. You can't come in the state that you're in. Get out." And Dennis walks out ashamed, wondering, "God, if not the church, where else can I get my help?" Next day, Dennis, heartbroken, can hardly stand it, goes back to the pub, drinks himself crazy. But on his way home, he passes a different route and sees people sing, worship. He decides, "This time I'll be clever. This time I'm going to sit way far so they don't smell me and connect with what's happening." But it wasn't short before someone smelt him and came and chased him away and told him, "When you come to this place, you come ready to be in the house of the Lord." Now Dennis looks at the Lord and tells him, I've tried. Even you wouldn't listen. Who's going to help me?" So the third day, Dennis is seated in the pub, drowning his sorrows. And a group of believers, prompted by the Lord to enter the pub and preach, enter. And the pastor of this group shouts with a loud voice, "My name is Pastor so-and-so, and we've come to share the good news of God." Dennis says he felt like lightning struck the tip of his head all the way to the back, that God was reminding him that "I can come to where you are." Thank God for these believers that had the prompting of the Lord and went and shared the good news. So many times we are just waiting for breakthroughs to happen to us, but don't realize that we are and can be the breakthrough for another. Today, the title of my message is "Breakthroughs Breaking Through You." Breakthroughs breaking through you. My brother tells me this story this week as we are talking and we are sharing. He tells me he's listening to this family. He meets this couple, and this couple is sharing their stories. They're getting to know each other. And they share they have a daughter who is in boarding school. And he's like, "Oh, wonderful. When your daughter comes, I would love to meet her." And of course, time goes by. Schools are closed. And he's wondering, "Where is your daughter?" And the lady just sheepishly saying, "Oh, no, she's still in shags. So, you know, still hoping she'll come." 2 days go and he's wondering, "Hey, I haven't seen your daughter." So he just goes straight and he senses in his spirit, "Let me just ask what's really going on." He's like, "Why isn't your daughter here?" This lady says, "Dennis, I know he was on my mind." And this lady says, "The truth is, we can't afford for my daughter to come and be with us during the holidays." And he looks around, he's like, "Oh, okay. I mean, that makes sense." So he just inquires, how much would it be for you guys to be reconnected with your daughter? And she shares, and she says, 6,000. My brother goes, Yeni, okay, it's not to say that 6,000 is not a lot of money, but for him, he's just standing there like, that's what's stopping you. Gets to his pocket, removes 6,000 shillings and tells her, bring your daughter home. Just bring your daughter home. I know we're all believing for breakthroughs. I know we are waiting for our breakthroughs. But can I encourage you? You might be the breakthrough for somebody else. One of the greatest keys to breakthroughs breaking through us is the word that Pastor mentioned, and he said it's the word love. Love. The Greek scripture we read tells us that the command to love one another has been from the beginning of the preaching of the gospel. That's why it's spiritual warfare when you're busy loving others. Spiritual warfare. Because the enemy hates it when we love one another. He fights it because he knows it's the greatest qualities. Amongst these three, what does the Bible say is the greatest is what? Love. Scripture tells us in 1 John 4:16, so we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected within us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. As he is, so are we in this one. And what is God? God is. So as he is, so are we. We have been called to be love in this world. If we're ever going to be an answer to someone's breakthrough, we need love. That means we need to learn to adapt and to adjust to others. Like Dennis, we do not want to be the hypocrites that when someone in such a state comes in, it makes us uncomfortable. So what? Adapt and adjust. Situations are problematic. Pastor years ago talked about the underworld. Pastor, you remember the message about the underworld? The people of the underworld. Let me tell you, the people of the underworld are the underworld. Let me tell you, they will make you uncomfortable. They will tell you some stuff. They will share some things that will scare you. Because I see you up above enjoying ourselves. I'm telling you, we've been cleaned up, dressed up. And I just want to encourage you, remember you used to be in the underworld. Some of you have forgotten where you came from. How you used to be dragged around. How people looked down on you. How people didn't want to associate themselves with your situation and your circumstances. God has now brought you up. And when you see others in that state, we've forgotten we used to be there. My encouragement to us today is we need to adapt and adjust to others. We need the Holy Spirit, as the word tells us, to spread God's love across our hearts. After all, loving others is a command, not a suggestion. It's a command, not a suggestion. And I want you to hear me today. Otherwise, you'll miss my entire message. Love is the foundation for breakthroughs breaking through you. So breakthroughs breaking through you requires three things. Number one, just three things that I wrote. Number one, humility. Humility. Biblical humility can be described as many things. For instance, the lack of pride. You can describe it as the lack of pride or submissiveness to God. But a clear characteristic of humility is defined as putting others first before one's self. It's what Jesus did in Philippians 2, we are told, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality in God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. This kind of love that Jesus demonstrates in his humbling himself through his death brought with it the greatest breakthrough mankind has ever needed. Jesus, who was privileged, think about it. This greatest above greatest. This name above every name. Jesus, who was so privileged, humbled himself to bring us into privilege. He humbled himself so that we could be privileged. We who have been privileged through Christ Jesus have been called to bring others to this same privilege. But we have to first humble ourselves. C.S. Lewis says, humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. Thinking of yourself. On the other hand, if we do not humble ourselves, we fall prey to pride. And pride never seeks to serve anyone but itself. And you know what's tricky about pride? It's that it makes you seem like you're serving others. It seems like you're serving others, but doesn't allow you to actually do it. You think we serve others. We like to be called servants of the Most High God. Mutumishi. Me and Pastor Nelson also call each other Mutumishi Mchungachi. We like to be called servants of the Most High God. But who are you actually serving? Who are you actually serving? Pride can stop you from being the breakthrough that God has already enabled you to be. It can stop you from being the breakthrough that God has already enabled you. Some of you are the yes to someone's crying today. God has already enabled and equipped you to be a blessing. Many people are one humility away from their breakthrough. They are one humility away from their breakthrough. Not their humility who they are waiting for the breakthrough. You, your humility. Just for you to humble yourself and say, yes, Lord. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will. I say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. I know you know the song, man. And I know we like to say it, but man, someone's breakthrough is one humility away. Do not allow your lack of humility to stop the breakthrough from breaking through you. Secondly, breakthroughs breaking through you requires honor. It requires honor, and Pastor used this word, value for the house. I had Pastor Larry Stockstill say this once about honor. He said, honor is the atmosphere and gravity of heaven. It's the atmosphere and gravity of heaven. It's what governs God's kingdom. You know, gravity holds everything together. The reason you are where you are is because of gravity. It's gravity that's holding us. If gravity was to be lifted off of this place, none of us would be able to sit. We'd be floating away endlessly. So honor is what holds everything together. The Lord declares in 1 Samuel 2, he says, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. That's why at NLC we teach honor up, honor down, honor all around. That's the culture of this house. Honor up, honor down, honor all around. We have to realize that God honors us when we honor him. Honor in the Bible simply means to esteem, to value. It means great respect. Do we esteem one another? Value each other? I know we give honor to God first without condition because he's worthy of it. He's worthy of it. And we sang it today. But also God wants his people to be honored. The Bible tells us love one another. And I love this scripture with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Outdo one another in showing honor. We are told to outdo one another in valuing each other. Pause there and just think for a moment. Imagine all of us seeking to outdo each other in honor. Imagine. All of us just seeking to outdo each other in honor. I remember a few years ago, my wife and I were sitting with a couple that we were introduced to. They'd been married for a while. And so my wife, as a young couple at that moment, asked them, give us one tip that you think has made your marriage last. And they looked at us and they started laughing because they started saying, we're in this thing right now that someone shared with us and we've been doing it and it's changed our marriage. He said, we started a serving challenge to see who will outserve the other one for 1 month. So the husband would wake up first thing in the morning before the wife goes, makes tea, bread, everything. Make sure everything is done. So that when she wakes up, it's done. And he's so pleased because he's outdone her. Kumbe haya the night before. While you are asleep. Lady was ironing, brushed the shoes, went outside and cleaned the house. Him is coming so excited. I have breakfast for him. She's like, look back there. Everything ironed, got to your car right now, cleaned, ready, sparkling. And he's like, oh, man. And they had been doing it for a month at that moment. And he says it changed their marriage life. Now, just think if we did that in the house of God. Seeking to outdo each other. In the parking lot. As they are driving, you see your spot. But you see someone with a big family. And you stop and you say, hey, take that spot. I'll go to Qatar. There I've touched somebody. I mean, let me just tell you, I feel you guys. I've touched somebody. I remember one during HXP, we couldn't park inside here. So Kina, Pastor Fight and them told everyone to park in Qatar. And if you know me, during HXP, I have three different outfits. Okay, that's me all the time, sorry. That's not just HXP. So I come with my outfits and I'm there by myself with all these goods. No one to help me, no protocol. And I was like, these are people are... Walk from Qatar to here. I was just like, brother, we are believing, Lord, for this property. The Lord is coming through. He's coming through. But just think about it. How our lives would be radically changed if we outdid each other in honoring. Breakthroughs everywhere. Honor is intentional. It's intentional. We need to value people the way God does. Otherwise, we will never see them as God sees them and thus give up on them. We honor people by looking past the person to the position God has placed them in. And the Bible tells us we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. I remember in boarding school, we had this honor system where if a teacher or a grown-up would pass, all of us would stand at attention. You'd stand at attention and wait for them to pass you. And I remember some teachers would take advantage of this. In particular, there was one, the deputy. She took, advantage. She would look at us playing and you almost felt like she didn't want us to play. So she would leave our house because she lived in the compound. And she would start her walk. So we see, and because with hierarchy, the honor goes up, the respect goes up. So we are standing in the field, all at attention. We can see her from our house, and we are waiting for her to pass. And she would go look at her plants. And she would walk, and the whole time we are just there. At attention, waiting. By the time she passes, you hear the school bell going. Lunch is over. And then we are like, man, say, honor. It's intentional. But it's you go past the person. We might have not liked her, but buddy, her position made us stand at attention. One more thing before I go to my last point and we finish. There's a scripture I love, and it says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Honor the Lord. That word honor, when you read it and study it, means to make heavy. In Swahili, I would say, ekele uzito. Ekele what? May we put weight in this area of honor as we increase value for each other. Put some weight on it. Can I tell you, don't look at the person seated to you and look at them lightly. Put some weight on them. These are valuable people. These are valuable people. Thirdly and lastly, the third quality in breaking through you is help. Help. Humble yourself, honor others, and help. The Bible tells us in Acts 2, all those who had believed in Jesus as Savior were together and had all things in common, considering their possessions to belong to the group as a whole. Their possessions belonging to the group as a whole. It said they considered all their possessions to belong to the group. That's what love does. It considers. That word considers from the Bible means to attend to. It's spoken of 5 times in the Old Testament in the book of Haggai, speaking of the temple. And the prophet is telling them how they have neglected to attend to and carefully take care of God's house. They neglected. And you are saying, perhaps if we can shift our focus and attend to the temple, maybe God can listen and bless us. 1 John 3:17 says, but if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. The love of God compels us to take action. God loved the world and he gave. If you see a need and have love, you will help. You will carefully assess and attend to the need. I remember, and I've told this story before, in the A state, these 2 children were walking around. You know the children, who small children who come to beg, walking around. And it got too late and they couldn't get home. So they went and stopped at the watchman's house. The watchman standing there is puzzled, wondering, what do I do with these children? But he remembers, I know one lady. If I tell her about these children, she will help. As my mom is coming home, she stops, Mama, there are 2 children here and they are lost. They can't get home. The children are startled and in shock because now they are late. First of all, they know they're in trouble because they haven't gotten home. Secondly, they're in a strange place and here are grown-ups talking to them. So they decide not to talk. So my mom says, put them in the car, takes them home. We come home, we see these 2 small children dressed in our long t-shirts, eating bread, shiny. You know, they've been washed and they are shining, they are glowing and they are excited. And we find out their tribe. We call one of the neighbors who can speak, comes and speaks to them, calms them down, tells them, you'll spend the night here. In the morning, we'll take you home. This whole time, they haven't talked much, quiet. In the morning, we wake up. They think we're going to kidnap them. In the morning, we wake up. We go with that lady who speaks their language. They tell us, put us on this road. We put them on that road. And as they're turning, they look at us and smile. Love will compel you to take action. I have to give one more story. My mother had so much love in her heart. Back in the day, you know, you would miss your flight and you'd not be told there's another one in 2 hours. Back in the day, you miss your flight the whole week. There was just 1 flight per week. So my mom, several times, this would happen to her. Every time, she would drop my dad to take the car and she would see a stranded couple or individual. She'd just drop her window. Can I help? And they'll say, yes, we've missed our flight. So when's the next one? They'll say, Wednesday or next week. She'll say, okay, get in. I'll take care of you until then. Drive them home. I remember she took care of this couple. They were shocked, gave up their bedroom so that this couple would stay there with them for a week. The first thing my dad asked, aren't you scared they'll kill us? Total strangers, maybe this is their plot to finish us. My mom and dad slept on the floor as this couple for 1 week stayed with them, took them out, paid for their time, enjoyed, got to know them, got them on their flight, on their way home. A lot of our breakthroughs are right here in this room. We just have to carefully assess the needs around us and meet them. So be on the lookout for problems and be the solution. Be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for problems and be the solution. As I started, I end. May we love one another as God has commanded us. I love this part of the portion of 1 John 4:20, the last part, it says, we cannot see God, because it says, how do you say that you love God and we hate each other? We cannot see God. So how can we love God if we don't love the people we can see? How do we say we love God and we cannot love the people we see? Jesus said, I was hungry. I was naked. I was in prison. And they asked him, when, Lord? When, Lord? Whatever you do to the least of this, you've done it for me. So today, my prayer and my encouragement, as you're waiting for your breakthrough, remember you're someone's breakthrough. Father, in the name of Jesus, my prayer is simple. Fill us with that God kind of love that gives our very best. Help us, Lord, to humble ourselves. Help us, Lord, to honor and uplift and esteem one another so that we can be on the lookout to adapt and adjust to other people's problems and meet their need. Today, I pray that we will be answers in our neighborhood. I pray that we will be answers in our workplaces. I pray that we will be answers even to our own community right here as the people of God. We'll be answers in ourselves. We'll be answers, God, in our families. Make us breakthroughs for others. I know this is your heart, is to give as we had today. It's the heart of God. To give. Give us such a heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, can we appreciate the Lord? Let's go out looking for problems and let's be the solution. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of, or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.